action! Hey, Charlie, right now, GCR, the upgrade is real. Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of Free Your Mind Podcast with me, Tadas, of course. And I'm the energy, baby, by energy, though, it's from Kigali. Energy, though, it can never be from Ghana. You know why? Most stress in my life. Charlie, Idua, Free Your Mind. We'll be right back.
Charlie, Idua, you for Free Your Mind, though, share. Free Your Mind.
Okay, we're back. Hey, God, vacation looks good on me. Ah, Jesus. Listen, this episode is titled Life Updates. I don't even think I've done a life update episode on Free Your Mind before. So, I'm going to tell you what has been happening in my life. And I know that some people want to know what has been going on in my life. So, I'm going to feed you the information. Okay, take a pen and a paper and let's get cracking. First of all, before I go into anything, hey, this generation, do you even have fear for God? You don't, you people don't fear God. There's a new challenge. Nikki, something, hold the Bible in the room, freaky. Now we're booning, no akwa. Nikki, use a different book as the Bible. Please do not be putting the Bible in this, your things that you'll be showing the world. Your bum, and you eat. We ain't crassy for. This generation, every nonsense, bia, people just jump on it. Holding the Bible, doing nonsense. I'm very offended by that. Then again, how many likes on one of those challenges for me to recreate? I want to recreate it. The crew in the studio are saying that, oh no, Tatas. Oh no, my God. Twitter saying, you people don't believe I can recreate it. Anyway, but I'll not hold the Bible. I'll use another book. Yeah? All right. So, Charlie, there are some challenges. Well, you can do your thing. But please, sometimes attach some respect to certain things. Eh? Don't be playing with the name of God like that. It's not the best. It's not cool. And your concern, ask it. Hey, China. Boy, and friend say, little, do you remember the boy? Kwesi China, Becca say, Konkonsan, yaba. So I'm coming to give you all the tea about what has been going on in my life since May, okay? Since May. I'm going to start with me getting really scared about an event that I was part of, like the planning and the coordination. And when the event was getting closer, my fear was increasing because I thought, can I do it? You know, when something out of your comfort zone meets you, it can be really crazy. Now, the event that met me was a celebration, a 70th birthday celebration. And it was a 1 week celebration. And I and the celebrant's daughter, shout out to Thelma for putting me onto that, were supposed to plan and coordinate it. I did not talk about this with anybody except very few people in my corner because I didn't want to jinx it, okay? So I jumped onto it. We had such an amazing event. I remember at the last day, when everything was over and I was sitting at Freedom Hills Hotel in Kwewu. You should check it out. One lady walked up to me and said, oh, you know, mommy, when are you planning and coordination? No. Bibia, yeah, come on. You should see how my heart was swelling. Like, I was so proud of myself. That was such an amazing time in Kwewu. I would never forget in a hurry. So this is one of the things that happened in May. Oh, in May, someone very special to me celebrated his birthday as well. We had a swell time. We went for dinner, and then we went for cooking with Nesse's supper club event. I think those are the best pictures we've ever taken, the two of us. Those pictures are my favorite for now until we take another picture. It was so fun. He enjoyed himself. I was happy he enjoyed himself because that was the plan. That was the plan. And then I met Sir Wendy Williams. That was the plan. That was the plan. And I really, really was happy to see this person happy. So May was amazing. Guess what? When all these things were happening, I was planning, oh my God, I was up to so much. I was planning to surprise my friend Asteli in Kigali for her wedding. Now, I had told this girl I wasn't coming for the wedding. And you know, there are days she would call me and she's a bit sad about some things not going the way she wants it. And then I'll be like, oh, it will go well. And then I'll be staring at my suitcase because I was packing towards it. And I pulled such a beautiful surprise at her wedding. Hear me out before I continue. If there's something that you really want to do for someone that you really appreciate or love, I think you should go ahead and do it, because some of these things happen just once in their lifetime. And that was what I thought about to make the move to go for a Celie's wedding. I was like, you know what? Is it the money? Money will come back to me. So why not? And I took the step to go for the wedding. It was such a beautiful wedding. So much to eat, so much to drink. Tradition, very different kind of tradition. Amazing. Look, it was on this trip that I realized that my friend lives in Rwanda, but she's actually from Congo. And I was like, oh, we did not have the conversation to that far. What's an igba? How did I not know? I had so much fun. I was happy to be back in Kigali. And so I used that opportunity to go on a mini vacation. I call it mini because I literally did not even go with my laptop. Plus, it just happened, yeah? If it was a longer vacation, everybody knows that me, when I pack my bag and baggage and I say off to Kigali, that's about 3 weeks, almost to a month, I'm not coming back to this town. It was also one of the most well-rested vacations I've ever had. I stayed at home most of the time. I did not go anywhere. I would watch YouTube movies. I went to a few places. I had great food outside, even inside my hostess house. There was good food. Shouts to Yannick and Zoe for hosting me. There was good food, but I still have not been able to eat their food because there's no pepper. We are hot people. So, your friend is saying West Africans. We eat pepper. We buff pepper. We sit pepper. We soak ourselves in pepper. So if there's no pepper in the food, it's really hard to eat. And so, yeah, I'm still struggling with Kigali food. I think that pepper is the only thing that makes it easier for me to eat food in Rwanda. And I loved my trip, guys. I loved my trip. I had such an amazing time. Amazing business meetings. I met Soraya. Shout out to Soraya of Sky Foods. We had such a fruitful meeting and it was so amazing. I came back to Ghana on the 17th of June. On 17th of June, that is the Muslim holiday. I touched down in this country at exactly 12 noon. Tell me why the stress started from the airport. Why did the stress start? Because right at the airport, this driver that came to pick me, my mechanic, drove my car to the airport to pick me. And then just went, madam, akwabao. What is ne was saying, sister? At the damn airport. Tais ne is saying, oh, bakubia be say maybe at 350 CDs. Four times 350 a day. Yeah, that's how much I was supposed to pay coming from a trip. I'm not talking about DSTV that I have to pay. I'm not talking about rubbish Telecel and their nonsense network, but I still have to pay because that's the option I have for now. I'm not talking about all the bills, the ECG I had to come and buy on that day. Listen, I came on Monday. By Wednesday, I had spent about 3K CDs sorting out all my bills and I was just stressed immediately. I couldn't even hide it. I was tired immediately. It wasn't given. I just remember all my time in Rwanda where I was just lazy. I wasn't doing anything. From morning till evening, I can be laying in the couch, just resting. My feet were not swelling. My feet came to its original size, size 39. When I put my leg in my shoe, it goes like this, shum. Now I'm back and it's not even been a full 1 week yet. And I can't tell you the stress that I've been through preparing for KK for the needy and all that. So these are some of the things that have been happening. You know, in my life, there are other big things about to happen in my life. Hello, come on, when I say come on, there are other amazing things about to happen. I'm about to break into something that I have been running away from as per work-wise, career-wise, And I am so excited that fear has left my body. You know, we've said bye to fear. We are not fearing any fear again. The fear will fear us because we are baddies. Okay, my friend said I shouldn't say I'm a baddie because I can't even do half of. I can't even do half of what the baddies do. I don't know why he would say that, but he's not. But yeah, fear will fear us. I'm so happy. Do I look happy, guys? I think I do. There's no stress on my face, right? But I'm tired inward because Ghana will frustrate you. Yeah, Ghana will frustrate you. Anyway, so these are the things that have been happening, and I'm so happy that I'm about to plunge into that aspect of my life. It's upward from here. I am not bringing down my capabilities anymore just to be able to feel like, wait a minute, I am plunging into just possibilities, things that I can do. Oh my God, another update. I made a new friend. Oh, yeah, I made a new friend. I cannot believe I made a new friend. This is because, I've had friend phobia for a couple of years now, since the middle of 2021. Making new friends has been very difficult for me. I literally want to see through your soul before I allow you into my space, because, child, I'm not going to have a repeat of what I have had in the past. Nope. So I decided to keep the friends that are left, I decided to keep those ones, hold them close, love on them genuinely from my heart, apologize when I'm wrong, all of that. Then I recently just made a new friend. She's so cool. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's so cool. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's a right move for both of us to be in each other's lives. I pray that whatever purpose for which we both met, God should bring it to fruition. I'm happy that I got out of that zone to make a new friend. I actually was telling my sister yesterday that, I made a new friend. And she's like, oh, you did what? Glory be to God. This girl has left that nonsense thing of she's afraid. So that's also a life update I would want you to know. So that, now I made a list. Let me see. I've spoken about almost everything. Okay. Now that I've spoken about like some of the things about me that I'm sure you're itching to know, which I've told you, and I'm pretty sure everybody's interest will be in the last part. Know that if it goes the way God wants it, we carry it. If it goes the way we pray it goes, oh, thank you, Jesus, we landed a good guy. If it doesn't, we what? Move, because this time, nobody has time to waste. You just move on to the next. Now, I came back and all of a sudden, I hear some people are coming after Team Eternity for Defe Defe. Father, the universe you made and every... How are these two the same? How are these two the same? Okay, let's just sing the chorus. Why are we stressing? Let me just do some. Look, I love it so much. It's already there. Let's listen to something. I got my victory in you. We're coming home to Mr. I don't think I heard this part in what they claim to be the original track. Also, definitely is a tree word that anybody else can use. I know the music enthusiasts and all of that will insult me and call me names, but I clearly don't give a rat's ass. But let's be serious here. I'm going to go to the chorus. There is nothing similar about these songs except the part where they say No, 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 let's go back. Okay, let's continue from here. There is nothing similar about these two. Okay, 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 this part. Munjaime, Naminda Yamias, Meshia Yamiaka, Yayemi, Defe Defe. Oh. We have to listen to all, guys. Yamia, Yayemi, Defe Defe. Okay, so if we are going to just compare the chorus, I think that the lyrics are quite the same. Not fully the same. But this, I didn't hear Obonsam in this part. I heard Nanka, Yayemi, right? I'm not wrong on that. Then again, okay, agreed. Maybe Team Eternity should have reached out to the original, the guy. What's his name? He has some name. I've forgotten the name, the producer. Maybe Team Eternity should have reached out to them. Well, they didn't. The best thing the guy, the one with the original song should have done was to reach out to Team Eternity and express their grievance. We are Christians. You know something? One thing we forget is that we are Christians. If we are trying to emulate Christ, there are some things we don't do. You reach out to Team Eternity. If Team Eternity says, oh, you know, Charlie Giddy Fox, that's when you can actually come out and take the next step. But if you didn't have a conversation with them, how do you know if they would have agreed to settle this amicably? How would you know? So these are some of the things that we have to look at. It's not a giddy, say you are going to sue them in court and everything. They are human beings. They probably made mistakes at some part of the whole thing. So talk to them as the, someone who has been in the industry for long. Talk to them. Come to an agreement. Charlie, maybe the money where them, they get where you won't get some. Charlie, talk to them. See how percentage can. Because you know what? Defe Defe is not going down now. That's the thing. We are not losing, they are not losing that touch because they've kept up the momentum and Defe Defe is going further in countries. People in different countries even love Defe Defe. So this thing can be settled amicably. Again, I'm not a music enthusiast or a music analyst or whatever. So yes, they will come for me, but that's just my take. I think that this could have been settled amicably, okay? Yeah, so Team Eternity, shout out to you. To the original people, to shout out to you, but let's settle this amicably, honestly. Okay, so in the month of August, before I go into the month of August, please and please, I forgot to give us a shout out today. Please don't forget to follow us on all socials, The Gold Coast Report, and on Twitter, The Gold Coast Report, and also at Free Your Mind, or GCR Free Your Mind, sorry. Follow us on all platforms, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are on all those platforms. Now, if you are in Ghana this August, the August looks what? Packed. So much is happening in August. I'm so excited that like there are activities because I think that we kind of get bored and we don't, we kind of get bored a lot, and when things are not happening, like there are not much activities. Some of the activities happen, but they are exclusive, not for everybody. So if you are not invited, you can't attend. But these ones are open, so yes, we will attend. I'm going to start from, producer, I think we should have a segment like this where we list out events happening, you know, around Accra so that people can attend. Oh, I think it's a good one. Yeah, we should. But so I'm going to start from July. Yeah. Okay, so starting off this June, we have Stand in the Gap on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of June at Empowerment Worship Center. 48 hours prayers non-stop. These are the events that are coming up. On the 30th of June, we have Praise Reloaded by Joe Mitchell Ministries happening also at the Accra Sports Stadium. So from Stand in the Gap at Empowerment Worship Center, quickly come to Praise Reloaded. Come and get your groove on. You cannot afford to miss it on the 30th of June. In July, Uncle Abel White has a new play that you cannot afford to miss. Rush now, follow Roverman Productions, and get all the details. I think the ticket is 200 CDs. I love it when the new play comes because I'm going to watch. Yeah, so a new play by Uncle Abel White is happening this July. And then, drum roll, Kenke for the Needy is happening 3rd of August. You cannot afford to miss it, okay? Happening at the Ifua Sutherland Children's Park. Come with the squad. Come and eat Kenke and its accompaniment at a slightly higher price. And the proceeds goes a long way to help us refurbish Noah Chrome DA in the Western region. You cannot afford to miss it. You know, if it starts out, then it's shebang. It will run. It will be so sweet. Quick, in August, we have other things coming up. I'm sure in my next episode, I'm going to tell you about all the things happening again in August, because Limo Blaze is coming to Ghana. It's a gospel event. We have, Maverick, the Kingdom Tour, is also coming all into Ghana. You know, like, August is packed and you cannot afford to miss it. I'll always be talking about these events like a gentle reminder so that you do not forget. And yeah, I think that's it for the events coming up. So mark your calendars and be there. Oh, this episode, I did not want to have anybody here. I wanted to do my thing and be a girl's girl and tell you all about the things that are happening in my life. And so I think that you now know what's going on. And I cannot wait to tell you more. I think that I'll speak to my producer. We will have live updates maybe every other 2 months so that I tell you everything that, you know, is going on with me, since I forget people are interested. Y'all are interested. So I'm going to tell you, okay? I'll feed you in to what happens in my life, a live update. And so, yeah, we have come to the end of the episode. Thank you guys so much for joining in and for listening. I'm going to leave you with this. Fear is a terrible thing. It's a bad thing, actually. And do everything that you want to do afraid. If you are scared, still make an effort to do whatever you want to do. And Charlie, believe me, you're capable of so much that you do not even know. Trust me. I know we hear all these quotes and they're like cliche, but I have experienced what I'm telling you. You are capable of so much. And don't let anybody dull your shine. Child, shine bright. And shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine. Okay, I got you. You can always send me a DM if you need some sugar and some vim, okay? It's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. God bless you. See you soon. Idu actually. Free your mind. Bye.